folks, welcome back to the Brockton Fairgrounds. Just a couple of minutes to go here in today's broadcast. But again, be sure to join us over the next 11 days here at the 137th Annual Brockton Fair. It opens tomorrow night, Thursday night, 5 to 11 p.m. Come in and ride all of the rides. Pay one price to ride all rides wristbands for just $15 tomorrow night on the opening night special. There are ride all ride wristband deals available every day at the Brockton Fair. And, of course, it's the big 4th of July weekend coming up. Fireworks Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night. Demolition Derby Saturday, Sunday, and Monday nights. The Walker Brothers Circus will be here for the first time this year. A lot of free family entertainment on the fairgrounds. Live bands and live music at various venues across the fairgrounds over the weekend. So be sure to spend at least part of your 4th of July weekend here at the 2011 Brockton Fair. We'll be back. I'll be back filling in for Ron a week from Friday, July 8th, we'll be back here at the fairgrounds again to talk about the final 3 days of the Brockton Fair. But come on out and join us and have a great time at the Brockton Fair. We're wrapping up our conversation with a Brockton businessman and power plant opponent, Ed Byers. And this hour, Ed requested some airtime to relate to the city of Brockton's what he feels is a major development. And Ed, not to put words in your mouth, but basically at a meeting last night, Councilor Jay Stewart proposed negotiating a settlement with the power plant developers as opposed to continuing to oppose the proposal.
That's correct. Whether the time was right to make a deal at this time. The other thing I want to say to you is I had a wonderful conversation with the mayor, Linda Belzotti, this morning, and she assured me she was against the power plant, and she was aware of every move that the power plant was doing legally, and that and she's totally against it. So And that she also assured me that the conversation that you, Jace had with her, that he used her name, it wasn't that conversation. So,
okay. So he may have used asking various city officials what they thought the percentage chance was of success legally against this proposal. That he may have used that to infer that other people were agreeing with his position of mitigate now, which was just not the case. It's two separate issues. What you feel about legal possibilities.
He's talking to people that have never fought a power plant before. They've never done anything legally before. They've never built anything before. So what kind of information? You might as well talking to somebody on the street to get that type of information.
But basically, at a meeting at City Hall last night, Councilor-at-Large Jay Stewart, in a meeting with opponents of the power plant, did come in and propose to you that he thought it was time to settle as opposed to continue to fight.
That's correct.
All right. Well,
thank you very much.
It certainly will, I think, change the direction of the conversation. I think a lot of people have been looking towards Councilor Stewart right now, wondering if he would be a mayoral candidate or not. I don't know if one is tied to the other or the two are completely separate. And I'm sure that we'll hear from Councilor Stewart. For the record, we have tried to reach Councilor Stewart during the past hour. We've invited him to come here to the fairgrounds and join us if he was in the city. He has, I know that the news department at the station has tried to reach him, and we were unable to do so, but I'm sure we will hear from him in the near future. We've got to run. Thanks for being with us. Come on out and join us over the next 11 days. It's here at the 2011 Brockton Fair. Bill Carpenter in for Ron Van Dam. Ron will be back right with you tomorrow morning here on AM 1460. Stay tuned for Fooding Around with John Riga coming up next. Thanks for joining us. My name is Bill Carpenter. I love you too far, too much, too much.